The site of the World Trade Center collapsing in clouds of dust is etched in the public's memory. For the blind, however, the memories are made up of sounds and emotions. The blind will be able to visualize the Twin Towers and other images at an exhibition of tactile photographs. Carrie Giardino visited the exhibit at London's Natural History Museum and has this report.
An eyewear designer and a well-known French aerial photographer teamed up and produced photographs even the blind can see, simply by touching them. 30 tactile photos are now on exhibit at the Natural History Museum in London as part of a larger exhibit called Earth from the Air. The artist created the variations in the photos by utilizing a type of plastic in order to create texture which gives the sense of depth, light, and shadow. One of the photos is of the World Trade Center.
So what's this point right here, Rich? Is that where Windows on the World is? Oh, that's the television antenna. And where's Windows on the World?
Well, that would have been on...
Right over there.
Richard and Kate Chase are visiting from the United States and made the exhibit their first stop because they had heard about the tactile photographs. Although they are from New York, Mrs. Chase, who has been blind since birth, had never been up in the World Trade Center and did not have a very good idea of what it looked like.
I've never had any vision, so it's, you know, I can imagine, but it's not the same thing. I mean, like here, one of the things that's really been fascinating for me is to see how he shows shadows and where the shadows are smooth, like with the trees in several of these pictures. You know, the trees have more of a rough texture, but then the shadow of the tree is smooth. And seeing that tactically now, all of a sudden that sort of clicks and makes sense.
The exhibit was put together by French aerial photographer Jan Atous-Bertrand and his friend Alain Meekly, who helped develop the tactile images in the same type of plastic he had used to make eyeglasses. Atous-Bertrand came up with the idea after a group of blind schoolchildren visited his exhibit of environmental photos in Paris.
For 2 hours I was trying to explain to all these young blind how to understand my photo, and it was so hard. And I was so moved, you know, I was near to cry because this young boy was waiting for what I say, you know. And after these 2 hours of a visit, we were working for 2 years to try to put the photography in relief, trying to explain the photography through this plastic. And it was quite difficult to do, and it seems it's working well, but it's not finished, it's not enough.
Atous-Bertrand spent nearly a decade traveling around the world taking photographs for his Earth from the Air exhibit. His focus is to help protect the environment and map the changes that occur for the benefit of future generations. Only 30 of the 160 photos in the exhibit have been reproduced in tactile form. From the Corcovado in Rio de Janeiro, to icebergs in Antarctica, to camels in Mauritania, the tactile photos recreate images from around the world. David Clark, a member of England's blind soccer team, recently visited the exhibit.
The most difficult thing for a blind person, I think, is to get used to the contours and to get that feel for the way things drop away and the landscape aspect to it.
Mr. Clark says he had never had much interest in photography until he came to this exhibit.
And what this has done for me today by coming to this exhibition is that we've seen various things here that I simply would never even given consideration to. And it opens your mind.
The Earth from the Air exhibit will continue at London's Natural History Museum through October and then may travel to other cities. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino reporting from London.